ideas and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say,
Radio in New York. So just
well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Awakening to Spirit Show. I am your host, Rogina. You can find me at Lady Dragon, Psychic Medium, and Reiki Healer at Facebook.com. You can also check out my webpage at www.LadyDragonPsychicMedium.com, or if you'd like to message me directly, you can find me on Facebook or through email at LadyDragonPsychicMedium@gmail.com. And tonight I'm kind of excited. We've got kind of a different show. Tonight we will be speaking with Jenny Lee. She is a psychic medium and Christian who deals in high-level multidimensional psychic mediumship. And she's going to be sharing with us tonight some insights on Trump and what's kind of been going on with the national insight and things like that. And we're also joined with Sinlu as well. I think some of you will remember her as she's been a guest before. But Sinlu and Jenny both have a lot of insight to share in regards to Trump and what we can look forward to, and kind of give us an insight as to what's been going on. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
It's been a couple months now, guys?
It has.
Yes, it has. It's been crazy, and it's changes daily, the way the realm has changed and everything in America is changing. It's crazy how it's just changing daily. You never know what's going to happen. Well, some of us
know, but
yeah.
That's so true, too. On a daily basis, you never really, really interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting because, you know, spirit puts you, gives you an assignment, and you never know what it is until they present it. And then, I mean, both of you know, and then sometimes you have resistance going, I don't want to do this. This one might take forever, you know, because I'm thinking, I am going to get stones thrown at me for this one. So, and they're like, you're going to do this. I'm like, okay, here we go. So it's been a crazy ride with this one. So
I would agree, because there's so many people out there I don't know. I can't explain it. Their mind is so closed and so shut off.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like they can't look past their nose to spite their face.
I call that the cobra spirit.
The cobra spirit.
Definitely.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right. It's just that, it's, you know, basically many are blinded for a purpose. And, you know, it's kind of out of all of our hands, and I look at it in that way. But at the same time, you know, we have, I know you do and I do and Regina, we have that faith and we know and understand the promises that were made. So so I don't worry in that aspect, but you get anxious sometimes. You're like, oh my God, what has he got planned this time? And I'm talking about, you know, our Father in heaven, you know, because he is the one that actually has control of everything. So, you know, regarding Trump, I've read and listened to also, because I have visions like you, Jenny, regarding Trump, and I've also listened to Kim and Mark. I forgot his last name, but it's so similar in from what my visions and dreams are with Trump way before I even started getting and listening to what they saw, you know. It lines up perfect. You know how you do, because you got, I look for seeing, for if there's other people are seeing or hearing or something similar to what I'm doing or the same exact thing, then I know, because it's, you know, more than one. And because God usually doesn't hide secrets, you know, he tells his children. So I search for that always. And when I was talking to you, Jenny, I was just like blown away, because it's like the same. There is something going on. I could, you know, it's supernatural. And
yeah,
I do believe, you know, we are going through this darkness, but I do believe the light is going to shine really bright as it gets dark. As it gets even darker, the light will shine even brighter. And I think this is just a turnover of a leaf, of God saying, no, I didn't change my mind. You
exactly.
Know, many of you might have, but I haven't. And, you know, and I do find that, you know, I hate sounding like one of those, you know, I'm not one of those end of the world doom glooms, because I don't believe that it is the end of the world, so called. But what I am seeing is what the divine spoke of. We are in those times, even the churches itself, allowing a lot. You're going to see, and you have seen, and you're going to see even more, where they're going to start one by one falling apart inside, because the truth is coming out. The truth is coming forth. When the light comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, they already are. They're already falling.
Yeah. So many of them, he's saying and calling out to his that are in it to come out of it, because they're not, you know, speaking what is needed to be done in this world. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. How many churches you got across the country on each corner?
Yeah,
you
but the thing with the churches,
they're not doing what they're supposed to have been doing.
It's all about control and keeping the veil limited. If they limit the veil, then they feel they have control of the person and the way they think. They all don't want us to evolve into God in us. They don't want us to figure out that tool that you can do it without them. And once they figure that out, there's no need for the churches. That's what they fear.
Yeah. Well, what it is they need to go back to, you know, the Creator. Because once they stepped into the world and allowed, you know, when you follow, we're in the world, but we're not supposed to be of it. And once they, and many of them went into the 501(c)(3), which completely takes control of what they speak, you know.
Yeah.
And that has to stop, and that will stop. That is going to stop, and many of them will be coming out of it. Yeah.
Right. And it's a veil. And I tell people, especially within your family, when you guys will know this as you're psychic, you'll understand. And I tell people, your family and members are not at the same veil as you are. They are the ones that really are not going to see the veil that you're able to see and you've been gifted to see. It's all at different levels of understanding. So you can't force that upon someone that cannot see the veil.
Exactly.
And
you can only speak, and then if, you know, it is time for them to understand it or something clicks, then fine. But otherwise, no. It's each one of us has our own walk, and we all have our own, you know, progressive. And when it's time, it is, you know.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I was in a room with a lot of metaphysical people and psychics, and every one of them, you know, I actually did this. I said, how many are voting for Hillary? And everyone put their hand, and I put my hand up, and they just looked at me like, are you crazy? I go, no. This is what,
yeah.
And, you know, and it's really not about Trump. It's actually about what he's in the middle of to start a new path. See, that's the problem, is they're making it about him, and it's really not. It's just a new path of a different beginning. He's just the start of it. That's what they can't get past. There's so much walking in the flesh of what he does in the flesh life and the flesh results of things. There's a bigger picture on this.
They don't understand what he's trying to do. And, I mean, he's a man, so, you know, we have to see what how he's doing, but at the same time, I don't know, it's just, you know, from my own thing, it just seems like he's going, I see within, I'm going to say a frame of a year, okay, before January is, you know, after that's it, January, so it's this year. I just see, and not everyone's going to like it, because if you don't like Trump, you're just not going to like him. No matter what he says, you could, you know, it doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, and we'll all pick up on it, that are open to that veil and understanding of the anointing. And he's going to be speaking things that we're going to clearly understand. And we're going to be able to see that change. We're going to see that change a coming around.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to work. I've been watching him, the body language with him and Putin today, even, an example. I have a funny feeling about it. I have a good feeling about it, to be honest.
You know what's
funny?
The funniest thing that people don't get is Spirit told me, you know, when they picked out Trump and they said this, and after I saw the language of him, they told me his capability. The guy is clairvoyant. He has his own psychic ability.
He's a genius.
And people can't accept their signs and these intuitive people. So he is four steps ahead. Here he knows where the path is going. I think this job is actually easy to him. He was already president in his company. His strategy is already there. It's just the resistance that is starting. That's the problem. The resistance.
What I think.
And he's had several predictions. And you see it on Twitter 3 or 4 years back. And I've caught newscasters say it. But they don't see it. I mean, this isn't much
they
of a challenge.
They won't admit it. They'll call him a liar. And even when it's proven, like the next day with Sweden, nobody wanted to admit it. You know, he said it. It was, and the next day, it was exactly it happened. And yeah, he is very intuitive. He is very strong, becoming, because he's really not a religious person. But he feels the anointing, and he understands.
Yeah, I see that. I definitely see that changing with Trump. Yeah, that he's definitely going to take more of a, not necessarily religious, but more of that spiritual, you know, that spiritual path.
Righteousness, yes. He's very into law and order, righteousness. And that change that I'm seeing coming is going to be even, you know, others have talked about it, even Mark, Kim. And don't forget, we're going to see that change where the New York Times and The View and all these other places, if you remember, we're going to start seeing them one by one start changing their tune. They're actually going to speak what he wants them to speak. Yeah.
Interesting. So now, Jenny, you said, I know we were talking a little bit before the show, you know, kind of like some of the insights that you have been receiving from Spirit. Do you want to share some of those?
Okay, how would I read you the whole prediction? And I'm going to read this to you because this is funny, and you guys will relate to this. Sometimes when you're doing predictions, you think you're just talking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then and it's just funny because people say, well, you should write all this down. I'm thinking, I can't do that. Because that thought comes in all the time. So you have to decide which one is important, one is not. But I was just, it was late at night when I did this. And then there were several predictions within the prediction that I understood how it was. But when I read this to you, and it was just, there's a certain channel you hit in the words that they use. You notice, too, you'll go back and do the channeling and the prayers and stuff and understand it. And then you go back and you'll find some of the wording and stuff that angels use and stuff, because I don't verify it until I put it out there, and then I look back at it. I'm going, wow, that's familiar to a lot of people's, and I have no idea what I'm saying until I write it down. So I did the prediction on, March 12th. It was a prediction for the election, and I took a screenshot of the top psychics that did all the predictions. I took a screenshot. They have all these information out that they were going to do, and, you know, it was a guarantee that she was going to win, and I'm talking top international ones. So
yeah.
I always had that screenshot. So after that, they removed it, of course, because they removed it right off quick. So then I looked at, okay, so then I went into, and it says, I started writing, and it was 8 months. I did a spiritual session as I downloaded, and I tell people, it's a download that comes in your brain, you know, and that's why I ask people, when do you get the download? They're like, what's the download? They're like, it's when you're getting these predictions, it's a download that goes into your brain, and it's a whole scene, and you have a certain time and energy to write this down and get it organized enough so flesh can understand it. But
right.
So this is how it starts, and then they download the information and told me, the seeds of the good will seed the fruits at the fall season.
Yep.
And then it says, Mother Planet will cleanse her coastland and shift her grounds of the land. There will be a new cleansing of the coastlands. Cleanse the souls of the new energy forming. But the bad seeds will be seeded of the foul plains, the foul plans will be spoiled. The veil will be seen. There's a true entity in them. So the bad seeds, which are, you know, the Democratic side, and then the entity of it, the negative entity of it that was feeding. But there will be a new flesh man who will have molded to save our lands. And then the name, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He has a brave energy, a higher conscience state to see clear answers. He can lead people to their true calling. He will win by seeing the noble souls and their true plan and their true pain. So as you can see, people were not happy. Me, you know. Putting this out there.
Right.
People really were, you know, they were freaking out because, and that's what kind of what happened. I mean, the seeds of what they were been seeding for years and years and years, and then their plan totally fouled, and then the entity of that demolished, and then Trump with the new energy. And he did. He went after the noble souls. He went after their stories. He went after the true people. And that's why people chose him. And then when I put this out there, people just had a cow. They were,
I know that.
I
get criticized all the time.
And it was just, it's what it is. And when then they told me and came back, they said the night election will be, it starts with two states. And before that election night had happened, there was this energy that would not leave me alone. It was like on edge. And then that whole night, as soon as those two states hit, it was crazy. And their conscience state couldn't keep up with it. Flesh's conscience state of the Democrats. Their mind could not accept it fast enough. And that's when you and you probably knew this is power.
Yeah, we knew. I knew he was going to win. I kept saying it. After that dream that I had, I knew he was going to win. At first, I was like, the globalism will have their way, you know, Hillary will win. And Regina could tell you that on my wake up, my private site, I said that once. And I kept saying, they're going to get their way, you know, because they want globalism. And when I had that dream of him, and I was like, I don't know about this. I think he's going to win. I think he's the one.
And I even told my book editor, and he's like, you know, you're wrong on this. This is not going to look good. I'm like, I'm 100%. They're not wrong. They have never been wrong. And I went through with it. And so,
awesome.
You know, it's, yeah, so you just have to, and it's, once you get that sly check that you're not trusting them all the way, they pull their energy back. You have to trust them 100% when they present this information. That's why I always put total risk into saying whatever it is they have to say, but they're always, the truth shows. It's not, you know, it's not going to change. So it's amazing how, you know, and so after that, then all the national psychics, they tore down everything they can possibly get off the internet, and because, you know, no one had an excuse for it or and why they did it. And it's just like, you guys are walking in the flesh. You weren't listening to spirit.
Exactly.
You weren't listening to the sign.
And they still don't. They still don't. Mm-mm. They don't understand what is going on, the turning. They're actually going, you know, it amazes me is because for years I've been listening, you know, to many people speaking of, you know, waking. That's why I always ask people, what is awakening to you? What does that mean to you? Because they were waiting for this dramatic utopian type of event to happen with the energies and all. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, well, it's already happening. It's already started. And, you know, through my little riddles and stories, I'm trying to tell you, it's here, you know. And I've been saying for the past 2 years, and strongly a year ago, we were at the crossroads.
Yeah.
This was the time that as a world, a nation, that we have to make that choice. We have to do things the right way, or we're going to, I hate to say it, but yeah, you're gonna end up, our country could actually end up like many other countries that we wish not to be living in.
Well, you know, I did another prediction before, I think it was in March, too, of this year, you know, the actual results and tariffs and all that stuff. And I was on Twitter, and it talks about how if they did not choose the right candidate, they were going to lose their country to, it'll become a Muslim country. And that's what's happening right now. They're like,
struggle right now. And the other dream and the vision that I had, I don't believe it's going to, I think we're going to, even though we're going to still have some issues, I think that's been taken, pushed back. The plan has been, you know, understand me, it's being pushed back. It's almost like we're getting grace.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting that opportunity, that chance. So either enough of us listen or pray.
It's scary what the end result, the other result would have been. That's what people don't have the veil to see. The opposite end of this would have been, it would not have been a good situation.
No.
Time would have been really short. It would have, it's like I said, when you do the predictions, you're just thinking, you're just processing, and then some of the stuff you put down, some of you don't, you know. And it's just the way it comes in and comes out of. I'm just paying attention more to predictions, and I've
I've gotten to the point that I've done some that have been 3 hours, just a 3 hour difference. Then
yeah.
I've gotten them, and then all of a sudden 3 hours later. So it's weird how they come in at that frequency that fast. So that stuff, as soon as I get it, I trust it. So you kind of pick and choose what's important. But I think this, you know, people will regret down the road what they're looking at Trump now, because a very intelligent person, very brave. And he was formed like this from a young age of his path and what he was supposed to be formed into. I mean, and that's when you can look back and understand, now I know my meaning of why I had to be the way I am. And most prophets and enlightened people, they're not pushovers. You know, we stay in the path. And you can't buy us, you can't sell us, you can't do anything. You stay on that path because that's the biggest desire, is that path we know that is right. And that's what they're appalled by. They can't buy him off. You know, he is a noble soul. And, you know, it's just they're going to find out later on how this will affect them in the long run. And it'll be, you know, who I talked to, you know, who I saw, really putting, I saw one of these psychologist doctors putting Trump down because he was doing something the other day on Twitter, and I thought, who are you to judge and throw stones? And you're a pastor, and you voted for this guy, but you turn around and you want the limelight on you, and then you turn around and throw these stones, and you don't understand his veil, the way God is putting him. You have to protect yourself. You have to put your guard up. You have to stay on that track and that path. God says you're going to be thrown stones at. You have the resistance. But there's always this resistance. If you see these other Christians, and they're jumping along that wagon and just throwing them, and, you know, it's just crazy. But, like I said, his veil's different. He sees the end of the target on the situation, and those people, they don't matter. They think that their opinion matters, but they don't. And they can't see that because they're so stuck in the flesh ego.
A lot of them have fallen into that, definitely.
That's the ultimate.
But I see that within this year, a lot of that, you're going to see it shifting. And then by another, you know, within 2 years, of course, you're going to have some nay, but majority of the people are going to get a blessing. I would say most of us would be a blessing. The hardest thing, and I keep praying on it, is our health care. I know what he's trying to do and what he wants to do, and even the Republicans, unfortunately, are pushing back on him, is the right way. I remember that system when it worked. And the only reason it stopped working is because they did not, you know, government states did not push back on the insurance companies. If everybody remembers, it was the insurance companies we had in the first place the issue with. And the reason why we did, when I was working in the health field back in the 80s and the 90s and 2000s, in the 80s, in the early 80s, in the middle of the 80s, we had so many different plans for insurance plans that we would always deal with. And I know myself personally, I remember having really good care for hardly any money a month. I mean, $200 a month got me excellent dental health, hospitalization, and I had a $10 copayment. Woohoo! Okay. And my deductible was $500 a year, okay? And the reason why we had better policies is because we had competition. We had competition not only, we had competitions with the insurance carriers. If all of you remember, back in the 80s when the telephone, remember? I think it was Bell. It's been so long, but I believe it was Bell. They had the monopoly over the telephone service in our home. and we all had to pay, suck up and pay the high price, and we couldn't do nothing about it. I'm sure we all remember this. And when the states started and the government buckled down on the phone service and said, you can't do this, you can't monopolize it, that's when we started getting in little companies, Sprint, all those little companies started shooting out, and they call you and wanted to ask you if you wanted to switch your phone, remember, and you get good deals. Ah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just by state. You could go cross over. So you could get a phone company from Michigan or wherever. And
right.
Didn't matter where it was. And that's the same thing when we had with our health insurance. And in the late 80s, 89, 90, I started seeing in the health industry, working there, the amount of insurance companies that I was working with came down to 4 out of thousands.
Yeah.
And that is where you have the big Aetna, Blue Shield, Blue Cross, and all those big boys. You see?
Yeah. But
yeah.
I think Trump is trying to make it, basically they can compete and they can bid for,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. And that's the way it is in a corporate business way as it is for construction. I mean, that's smart business.
That's the way it works. And this way you're keeping prices down and you have quality care.
That's what I put out to, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you guys something else. I was going to mention this to you. I've told people this, that Trump Sr. is not the only Trump that I see in the White House.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I know Ivanka
son.
Is doing a lot of work. Yeah, the son.
Yeah. Yeah. I see a second Trump as president. And it's not him, it's his son. So I think that's going to evolve down the way down the road, but I feel it's coming. Because if you look at that one spirit was telling me that, I was like, wow. So that would make sense, different character, but yeah. I mean, I think you're starting to see things where people's reality of seeing that the structure of Trump is not going to deteriorate and his strength is getting stronger. And the more you throw stuff at it, the more there's an energy that protects them even more. And that's what people cannot penetrate and figure out. You cannot beat this. You cannot compete with this. This is something bigger than us that is involved in this situation and is going to stay.
And it's actually some people, I don't know, maybe they're for it, but most people don't realize it, that the light is coming through. This is what they've been waiting on. And I've even said it a couple of times, if you remember when they were doing the banks, when we had to help the banks out, pretty much robbed us. People were all against the globalists. They were all against this big kaboopa. And then I'm like, why don't you people see that he's not with these same people? Why don't you understand that what you're protesting out there is ridiculous? Because these are at one point in time, I've spoken to people and they didn't want this. They didn't want that control over them. They didn't want the federal government taking care of them. But now all of a sudden, this is this turn. Everything has to be the federal government taking care of your health, telling you when you could die, if you can be cured. It's in their hands and not in your hands. And in telling you what you have to, I mean, my goodness. They make it sound like, Trump is like, killing us all with the environmental bullcrap.
No, he's bringing in structure that they haven't had in a long time.
In a long time.
I agree. Very true.
They need, people need structure. They need to understand a path they need to go on. And when these kids and these foremen today, there's just no limitation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be ethical and work and be consistent about things. All they're worried about is, well, you got to be nice. Well, no, nice does not focus on the truth. That is not going to get you
right.
anywhere. So, yeah, he's the big parent that's got to give the reality a shake. You can't have this funding. We got to pay down the budget, and you don't have a choice with the situation, no matter. And that's why you see the
mm-hmm.
Democrats just going psycho. I mean, I feel like they got them all from a psych ward lately. How they're
well, basically the whole their whole plan, yeah. Their whole plan and strategy is to break you down as a human being. They use race, culture, race. You know, that's why they throw around, you know, you're racist if you don't believe this and this and that. You know, if you're white, you're a racist regardless because you're white. And if you're this, that. And they use that to divide people, and they don't understand that. And, you know, and then people follow with that. You know, and they're indoctrinating our children with not being diversible, you know.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to be a culture where we can blend. And they're teaching them,
right.
you know, now separation
they're
again.
They're teaching everybody to
this?
Separate again.
And you're not supposed to love being American. If you love being American, you're a racist. And if you're white, oh, hell, you're a racist. And that's sad. And this is the weapon that they are trying to use against us as a people, all
yeah.
of us, black, white, yellow. It's a game to try, and Trump is not doing that. It's the order that is doing this because they don't want to lose control over you. If they lose control, then they cannot. You're no longer their cattle.
Oh,
their
yeah.
plans
it's a veil.
For you
it's a veil
are
thing.
Ruined.
It's see, and I would say there's three levels of humans. There's the lower frequency level, there's the mid-level,
mm-hmm.
and there's the higher realm. And
yep.
we all fall in those categories and stuff. And then, you know, and they build that bottom level of fear. People live
yeah.
off it. They work off of it. And when you yourself arise above that, you understand that they have no power with that. And when you don't fear death, there's no power with it. You know?
Exactly.
And when they
and
are losing
scared
control
of
that because they don't
mm-hmm.
want people's conscious state to change and empower themselves.
They don't want them
so
to wake
up. So there's
going to
be there's going to be a big filter that's going to go through us. And
oh yeah.
We, at that point, have that free will to make that choice of what we can comprehend and choose,
mm-hmm.
just like aliens. You know, I'm a big alien buff on that situation. It's another veil that they don't want to release and go through because
mm-hmm.
it's another form that, you know, they want people to think outside the box. They don't want that. So,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have a choice. It's coming. So
mm-hmm.
You pick and choose your battles when it needs to be. But, I mean, you guys all know, is, you know, you know, when you both come from Christian families and they try to put you in a box on things and how it needs to be and how the control needs to be. And I always saw in the church that outside the box, I'm like, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, all the time. And so, and then when you call them out on it, they really, it's like you can almost see that conscious state of that mindset of that Christian just literally losing it.
Mm-hmm.
because they don't know what kind of answer to give you. They can't give you an answer because their
mm-hmm.
mindset is not at that higher level. So
mm-hmm.
it's scary.
They're babies. They're still baby
mm-hmm.
Christians.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right. So to get
they
to
don't
that
understand
point,
the concept or they're not understanding spiritually, the word has never opened up alive to them. So they
mm-hmm.
don't understand it. They're only understanding it in a literal sense and
right.
logical. But they're not understanding it in the spiritual matters. If you remember when Yeshua told us, when you're, you know, you walk with him in his yoke, not only can you hear his voice, but you can also understand spiritual matters because he teaches us in our dreams. He teaches us. What the church has done, unfortunately, is they don't believe in the power of God, point blank. And when they don't,
exactly.
So they're not teaching. They're not teaching God's children the power of Him that they could have within themselves as well with Him.
Yeah,
that is what's missing.
Yeah. There's this woman the other day. I did a clearing on. And I have total confidence in how I do it and everything like that. And it was just presented to me. You know how spirit is. You're going to do this, and you're going to like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. And then until you do it, they're like, fine, I'll do it. And then you do it. But, you know, for her, she's been looking for healing for a long time, dealing with her past-related issues, didn't know how to relieve it. And she was so overwhelmed by how I was able to just directly go in and directly channel her through and clear all that stuff from the past. And it changed her life within 30 minutes to understand and remove that horrible veil and feel the thing that I show people. That is what your soul feels like. This is how you're feeling your real soul with all that other stuff that's trying to get in the path and get in the way. And it's amazing when everybody can finally get to that phase. They'll enlighten themselves. They'll see beyond that stuff, and that's what society is afraid of.
Yeah.
Is to heal thyself and to go through that and understand that you have power, your mind has power to go in a direction to lift yourself out of the situation, and that kind of situation impacts the person and it sets them on their path. That's what the church fears.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they fear.
That's it. Of course, because then they lose control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't feel special anymore.
Exactly. It's just like when I was a little girl, you know. And I was this crazy little girl. And I used to go into different churches. And I went into one church. And it was St. Paul's. I went into this one Catholic church. And I sat down. The man was very nice, you know, the priest. Very, very nice. Kind. But when I was trying to give him a word, what I was supposed to speak, he took offense to it.
Mm-hmm.
And as a child, you know, I just could not comprehend. I was like, and I remember saying it, why? Because I don't wear robes like you. You know, because in his eyes, there's no way that I could have a word from the Spirit of God within me.
Because he was walking in the flesh.
Yes.
Because
you guys kind of see Trump kind of taking that more directional path towards the spirit.
Yes.
I know, Tim, you were saying stuff about it in the past, so I've been kind of watching to see, and I've noticed, you know, slight differences in him in how he reacts to things.
You know, it's funny. I've sent him a lot of prophet stuff, books and stuff, and I said, just look at this. Refresh. What do you think of that? Who does that sound like? You know, whether, you know, he's reading or not, but there's a reflection of that. And I've seen some words that he's using, and I know that some of that stuff is out of there. And I just go, he gets it. He knows what he is. He gets it.
He's a David.
Yeah, exactly.
He's our David.
I call him the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He's the shepherd.
He's our David.
And he is guiding the flock. And in that understanding, those, you can talk to someone without talking to them. You guys know that.
Yeah.
That translation of communication without talking to a person. You don't have to talk to them with a verbal. There's a different sense. The spirit gets that through, too. There's many times you're like, they're not going to listen to me. I know they're not going to listen to me. And then all of a sudden they're listening. I'm like, how did that happen? You know, it's just because Spirit says, I wanted your message to get through. So, and that's part of the information of it getting through is for that transformation of that enlightened energy to really move somebody in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody right now is such in that control stage of wanting to control something, confine something, and have it their way, and they don't understand. You can't see beyond the veil what is good for you because you have not walked this trail. Not until you get to the end of the lesson do you understand the value of it.
You know what's going to be pretty interesting is when it comes down to, I know it's a very tricky conversation, but Roe versus Wade, and we're all going to start seeing that where it's going to be probably in the next 2 or 3 years, maybe even sooner than that. We'll probably have talks on it this year in the fall. But it's going to be more of a state-to-state decision. He wants to make it as a state-to-state decision, not a federal.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want
right.
everyone paying for it, which I agree, because I don't want to pay for something that I am against. And I don't feel that I should have to. But this is coming where, believe it or not, a lot of, not all states, but a majority of them, will do away with that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see that. That's going to be amazing.
I think that is a case-by-case situation.
It's a state-by-state decision. And it's going to be, yes. It's not going to be laid out like it is now where everything goes. And you're going to see a big change in that. It's more of a not just him taking it and putting it in the state's hands, because that'll be each state's decision. We all vote on that,
right.
Legislature. And
right.
you're going to see many hearts changing regarding it. That's why.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm telling you that, you know, like when I started doing galleries, I just, you know, the whole commercial side of things with it, and I wanted to do something different. I wanted to actually bring healing within the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
So I started bringing in music that was faith-based. And within that mm-hmm. faith-based music and the prayers, it brings in such a healing within that person, too. And it moves them even more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Well, we all do our, you know, our part, but in the healing process. But I also believe that the Holy Spirit has been making his rounds, and a lot of people are going to more so waking up in that sense and being
right.
able to be clear, not so blinded. Yeah.
So
right.
how do you guys see this foreign, you know, G20 summit and Trump playing out in the foreign field, so to speak?
I think people are respecting him.
Yeah.
I think they respect him.
I mean, if you listen to the media, it's like crock a crapper. But if you read between the lines and see what, like, you know, going into reading the foreign papers and reading what they're speaking about, even in Poland, they're open arms. I find it hysterical, actually, that Europe is actually loving him more than American people.
Right.
How's that?
Because they have more respect for him than their own people.
Because they live it. They live
yeah.
what the Demis want us to live like. That's
right.
why I'm looking at it.
And it's
you
not
know.
A fun party.
And
yeah.
they understand.
And
I know with Poland, what all they've been through, that
mm-hmm.
you know, there are people, that's, you know, stuck in their heads of what their history. And not only that, not so many of them has fallen away from the Creator.
Right.
So they're opened.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. I totally agree. So there's a lesson within that whole situation of people, and it's a rude awakening when another country is respecting our president more than the Democratic mm-hmm. Party. You know, it makes them look like fools. It really does.
They're actually fighting the coming together of it. You know, I see. I'm looking at him. I'm sure you make, you know, he's a human being, so he's going to make errors here and there. But I see him looking at things in a more peaceful, trying to make it a more peaceful way, more peaceful solutions as possible. You know, a lot of people cry out, oh, he's going to start cause World War III. Well, honey, I don't know where you've been for 16 years, but we've been in World War III for a long time. Shoot, I think it's more than 16 years now. So I don't know where this begins of World War III because we've been there. But I just have this, you know, I don't see him in that light. The only way I see him going into North Korea would to be help our allies. Because
right.
I do see North Korea and South Korea becoming one.
Right.
That is a madman will be out. How it's going to get
done,
I don't know for sure.
Well, I have a feeling that how it's going to get done, it's going to be a very closely done at night. I can tell you that because they cannot fight the defense the way it is at night. They can see anything. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
But they've got something going. And I know that with the plans that Russia and Trump was talking about, Russia is on the same page when it comes to North Korea, which is a good thing. You know,
right.
So maybe adding more pressure to the situation. Because, you know, unfortunately, you know, the people, that's what I worry about. I don't want to see any going craziness because the people that live there are actually prisoners of their own
regime,
but then you have a lot of them that are so brainwashed, you know, that they agree with it, but majority of them, I'm sure, don't.
Correct.
They just can't speak on
it. They don't.
I
just feel this year's going to be a good year. It's going to get better and better. There's going to be resistance, but they, you know, I could tell people. If they had something on them that they used a long time ago, and they just can't find anything, and they are, you know, what's funny is Trump is wearing them down so bad. There's just nothing more they can do.
And you know what?
You know
they keep harping, and this is why I look at it. What I'm getting the sense of too, with the Mueller and the investigators, and he's got them all the demis. And Clinton's lawyers and everything, and everybody's worried about this. I think that Trump is letting this go on personally because he knows that there's nothing. So when Mueller does come out and say there is nothing, these groups can't yell and scream that it wasn't bipartisan or whatever because it was all Democrats.
Right.
So it's actually in his benefit that Mueller has picked all these people because when it comes back that there is nothing, there is nothing else they can say because it was their own freaking people that did the investigation. You know, it was Clinton's people and Obama's people.
Very true.
They need to pick their battles. I mean, you pick those battles and that's what you have to do. You have to pick your battles. You know,
I know they don't understand his sense of humor either, and he can be a little sarcastic in his sense of humor, but he always has a reason for something that he says. Yeah.
Yeah, but what profit ain't?
But
you get that.
I don't know if he. I don't think he. I don't.
Like, that's hard. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. too much information in my head, and this person's not getting in and four steps ahead, and it's just, it's funny. So, yeah, it's hard to be in that energy sometimes and be patient, you know, and you're at different levels of things, and you just want to get to from 1 to 10, and, you know, it's hard sometimes. It's the hardest thing.
That I can attest to, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to just sit there and, even though I know where you're going, I'm going to be patient and listen, but boys, it's appreciating sometimes.
It takes forever,
yeah,
it seems.
Yes, it does.
I'm impatient myself. It's like I'll have something, and then it's like, okay, now tell me what's the rest here. And I have to wait, you know, sometimes months. In Rogina, same way. We'll wait for months and be like, ah, that's the other part. Ah.
Yeah.
When our dreams are mine.
And that's kind of why I've started writing down my dreams, too, is to I'll go back and
go back to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the clarification.
That makes sense now.
It does. It makes complete sense. So the clarification of the information coming through, and then the whole biggest thing is about this, you know, is trust with spirit. You 100% have to trust them all the way, because they know the weakness. If you don't do that, they back up too. So
yeah,
I take all risk in whatever they say, you know, because I know the outcome is going to be the enlightenment of the truth. So, and that actually freaks people out. How can you just work off one little information and just spit it out like that? Because I'm not afraid of the fear of them being wrong. Man is afraid of that, not me. So they're afraid of them being wrong.
Yeah.
So it's something on their end of the situation, not their end of that transformation and understanding. So,
and I also see
him
second term.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's second term. He's going to win. And it's going to be a complete different than what we've seen. It's going to be, you're going to have some groups, but not like this. Because within the 4 years that we're going to be going through, a lot of people are going to change their minds.
Yeah, but I see a lot of
Obama's
administration getting prosecuted.
There are some of them, but the higher-ups, I don't see it. I see them getting their hands smacked, if you know what I mean.
I don't know. I think he's going to make an example out of somebody.
He will, but it's not going to... You know, because my husband was like, how come this one can get away with this and how come that one? And I'm like, because.
And, yeah, you know, I think it'll be the right time.
Yeah, but you're going to see.
I would agree with that. It's going to be the right time and people are going to go, holy cow.
Well, a lot of them, that's when you're going to see a lot of people rioting too. So you got to really hold on to your faith, because when the arrests begin, you're going to see many, many people rioting that have been brainwashed with it.
Yeah.
So when they see their people being handcuffed, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, the one lady in Florida, was it? She was prosecuted. She's going away for a very long time.
Yeah, she was.
I forgot her name.
It's starting. It's getting there. So I think that's a new thing. I think he would be. I would have fun around him. I think it'd be funny because you could pick up that energy around him, and some of his remarks and his bickering and stuff like that, you can actually pick it up that you know what's going on. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And some people
too.
Just don't get it. And I think.
Yeah, they'll criticize him and how could he. It's like, don't you get what he's saying? Don't you understand?
Right. Well, ladies, we've got about 60 seconds left here.
I had a ball.
I think
thank you, guys.
We should definitely pick this up again We'll talk about that maybe because I think it's a very worthwhile topic to continue with. But Jenny, how can people get a hold of you if they want to book a session or talk about some of the things that you could do for them?
Well, they can go into www.jennysfidht.net. And I do criminal cases, too, for, you know, and go and investigation and help people with prosecution for businesses. I've done, there's been two cases locally I've worked with. I do more of the deeper stuff, you know. I'm not the fluff and the buff. I'm more of the get in there and get the guts and get it out type of
right.
energy. So I work for spirit. I tell people that is the first priority. I can't be bought, I can't be sold, and what they say stays with me, and I stay on that track, and I'm pretty fast medium. It comes in
wonderful.
Pretty fast. So,
well, ladies, thank you so
yeah.
much for the topic tonight. I do think, like I said, we should definitely pick it up as we
yeah.
go here and as Trump does his work. But you ladies have a great night, and I want to just thank everyone for listening and joining in.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you then.
Good night.
Bye.